Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Yesterday, I started a short series entitled Building a Life of Significance. I can recall it was probably back in the mid-90s or so, and I was preparing to go to Bucharest, Romania, and then travel about 4 hours south down near the Danube, and my job in going there was to try and start building evangelical churches and raise up leaders who could lead those churches. And on my way out to the airport, a dear friend of mine who happened to be a deacon of that church gave me a book entitled Halftime. A guy by the name of Bob Buford had written this. He was a businessman. And the subtitle of the book is what caught me. And the subtitle of the book was Moving Your Life from Success to Significance. You know, it's my opinion that when you start to define your personal success by the value you add to the lives of others, you've probably arrived as a mature human being who possesses significant and true influence and has become a person of significance. You have built a life of significance. But I think it's really hard for us to invest in others as long as we don't have anything to give. It's almost like we have to build significance within us so that we have the opportunity to share significance with those outside of us. I guess my challenge to you would be this. Set the chin-up bar pretty high for yourself by evaluating your goals, or maybe even re-evaluating them as the case may be, and maybe taking a look at your objectives in life to ensure that you are on a path towards significance, not just success. When I went into vocational ministry, I treated a lot of it like I had done in my own self-employed life. The concept of what I really wanted to do was to achieve success. The problem is, I saw success the way the world saw success. I didn't see success as the way the divine did, because when God gets a hold of my desire for success, He is going to mold my heart towards significance. Listen, friend, don't allow yourself to become blinded by your success, but rather leverage your success in an attempt to make a significant and lasting legacy for which you and your team or your family can be so thrilled with. I read this text and I thought this was really applicable as to how we try to measure our life by success. Listen to what John wrote in chapter 13, verse 35. He said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Now you say, Chuck, what does that have to do with success and significance? Many times, I know I was guilty of this, and at times I probably still am and don't even recognize it in my own sin. And that is, at times what can happen is I can choose to use relationships, or I can use people, or I can step on their heads and hands to get where I want, or I could display what a disciple of Jesus ought to look like, which is that I would love one another. Here's the big aha in my life when I started living towards significance and not success, and that was I was motivated more by helping others succeed than I was in trying to choose my own path for success. Significance says that we have all crossed the finish line and we all had a part in making it happen. There's almost a sense of we couldn't do it without you and you couldn't do it without us. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Significance is when love becomes a part of our personal growth strategy, and we have chosen to seek after significance. So on this Monday, I want to invite you to take this one short passage, by this, and determine what your this is. By this, everyone will know, and listen, this is so cool. Everybody's going to know that you are a follower of Jesus. Everyone's going to know that you were one of Jesus' disciples. And why will they know that? Because you will have loved one another. That's not really on most people's growth chart, like I want to love better. But Jesus comes along and He gives us this idea of what significance is. We have achieved extraordinary significance when we have chosen to serve other people. How do you build a life of significance? Well, in this first part of a five-part series, I believe it starts with this, that I choose to set aside my preferences, I choose to set aside my orthodoxies, I choose to set aside those things that I'm already jaded by, or possibly I'm already you know what I'm trying to say, prejudiced with. And the fact is, boy, that was easy to say, wasn't it? But the fact is that in the middle of this, I set all those aside because I know that significance and loving one another are a hand-in-glove experience. Today, figure out what your this is so that everyone will know that you are a disciple of Christ because you have loved one another. Go do that today, and you will have taken a leap toward personal significance, not just success. God bless you, friend. I hope you'll share this on your social media networks. And of course, join us again tomorrow for segment 2 of Building a Life of Significance. Bye now.